Deadlands, Tales from the Shattered Coast, back again with the second and concluding portion to Session 39. The players were Sharon, Chris, Jameis, and Richard. Nothing new to report, and our email bag is empty, so let's get right on with the show. Session 39, Part 2. Everyone back or crystal gone?
Okay, Bert, I'm just giving you more like a half hour, 40 minute warning.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
At any point, your character could just kind of stay back with the rest of the village anyway, so.
Okay.
What are you doing? What are you doing wasting the laudanum on people who are going to die? Save it for those who want it. They're going to live. Jeez. Don't you know there are addicts?
Well, let's put it this way. The man's going to die in pain. I'm doing my duty as part of my oath to...
Bullet the head to be kinder.
Yep.
I can't do that.
Not until you swap out your pacifism thing.
No, I mean a bullet. I understand that a bullet to the head would be kinder, but that would be murder. He might actually live.
Not with a bullet to the head.
No, but I'm not. I shouldn't. I can't make that kind of decision. That would be very unethical.
Unless there was really,
yes.
Unless there was really no hope.
Dr. Weimatai.
Yes.
What's that?
I have only one tool. I have one tool, a stone axe. Everything gets fixed with the stone axe.
To be fair, if patients don't come back and complain.
All right, guys, I'm back.
All right. Richard just went away for a moment.
Oh, goody. Ted Nugent just became a card-carrying constitutional sheriff.
Oh, my. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
New law on the books now called Kill It and Grill It.
Yeah. Not
you
necessarily.
Commit a crime, you'll
order.
Be on my barbecue.
Not necessarily in that order.
Yeah.
Wow.
Following a fine tradition of old rock stars becoming sheriffs, I'm sure.
They're officially listed as an anti-government group. Oh boy, this is somehow. I don't think this is going to end well for anybody. he's now on the National Rifle Association's board of directors.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me. Not
surprising at all.
I think you get that seat by the number of firearms you actually own.
Yeah. And the number of screws loose in your head too. I'm sorry. I just.
Have you guys watched the shorts called Humans and Households, done by the guys that did The Gamers and Darkness Rising? It's on YouTube. If you get a chance, check it out. It's called Humans and Households.
I have not. That's come up on GOG. They're selling all the gamers and darkness on there now.
Well, they're on YouTube as well. You can just watch them there. Although I think you get a little bit more content if you actually buy the movie such that it is. But it's a group. It is a fantasy game table where they're playing modern day, you know, humans and households. And one of the tropes on it is the girl is in the kitchen and she's like, "And I'm unarmed." He says, "No, you're not. What nationality did you take?" "American." And she's like, "Oh!" And she pulls out two guns. Yeah, it's funny. All right, so we're back. And hopefully plans have formed.
Well,
I plan to form a plan. Well, are we going with the sheriff to track down Creole? That was kind of the situation where we left off.
You can if you wish. If there's anything else you want to check into, he figures, you know, two guys on foot, probably didn't have enough time to gear up. They're talking as you're going along the way. He's got five guys rounded up. All of them are pretty good rifle shots.
Yeah. Thing I want to do before before we leave out of there, I do want to grab Amanda Cole and just ask her to talk to young Olufsen, because his girlfriend it was in there dead.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. He didn't happen upon the body yet, so I guess you're gonna break the news to him.
No, I'm going to ask Amanda to break the news to him, and then I'm going to skedaddle with the rest of the group out there.
Heroic PCs!
Are you going to throw in the bit that she also had his child?
Yeah, I'm going to tell that to Amanda, and I don't tell her, like, he doesn't know that his girlfriend is dead, and he doesn't know that she was pregnant with his child.
Well, she stops her hellfire and damnation speech as she's browbeating the two guys with. It's like, all right, one more person I get to browbeat. yes. Okay, well, you make your exit.
Yep.
Hopping onto the speed wagon.
Yeah, yes. As much as fighting Creole is exciting, there is something else we possibly should be paying more attention to.
What is more important then? Bringing somebody to justice. Yeah.
And I wave our sticks around.
All right. It's pointing due west again, very firmly.
Yeah.
Sticks are pointing due west. We should probably head off due west and leave Creo to the tender mercies of the townsfolk.
I'm sure he'll be fine. I'm sure they'll track him down with no problems whatsoever, and he will never crop up again as a nemesis.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, I agree with that, too. West.
I shake my head sadly.
Well, the sheriff is fine. He says, I'm sure we can handle two men on the run. We got a tracker of our own here. Got half Indian blood in him. Wimatai frowns. I'll kill only half of you.
Sorry, I was going to say something and then something got. So I'll take the PCs aside and say, do we wish to tell him where we are going? That we are tracing down the person who was raising the zombies? Or that is where I'm assuming the power is coming from?
I'm hoping so, because that's what I plan to do.
Right. Do we wish to tell him that, or do we wish to just leave?
No, I think telling him that would probably be better.
Okay. Good.
Really? You think he's actually capable of doing, of understanding that?
I think, given the night we had, that you did not have, yes, he is capable of understanding these things. He led the battle well. You might not get on with him, but he saved many lives last night, including Caledonians. You owe him something.
I somewhat suspect you were more helpful than him in help predicting Caledonia. And we Wimatai.
I do not think so. He was the one leading us here. Without his... You were not there. You did not see it. I know you have fought in war before. You know that a good soldier can help kill a few people. A good leader can turn the tide of battle.
Willie swallowed his pride.
I go over and tell the sheriff where we're going and why we're going.
All right. Well, he offers a hand to you. It's like, well, you've been mighty useful to our town, and I thank you very much. I'm sure the town fee will feel as well. I'm sure that what you're off to do is probably very important. we can track down these two men. If I don't see you again, Mr. Young, I'm glad to work with you.
I shake his hand. I expect we will be back to speak to you.
Oh, I have no fear that you'll be back. You notice when you shake his hand that his hand is very clammy and cold.
I leave it. I let Sarah.
You know he'll be fine.
Yeah, yeah, I know he'll be fine, and he knows he'll be fine as well. He's got infinite supply of medicine.
Oh, yeah, the point is that the medicine is alcohol, and he's just not going to drink it.
Right, but he doesn't know
he
that it's alcohol.
He doesn't know. Yeah, he doesn't know.
Yep.
Right, he doesn't know it's alcohol.
No. I mean, it's the medication is put in alcohol.
Right.
No one has told them any differently than that. You know, from what I remember, Sarah has basically said, "I can duplicate this." He assumes this means that you're going to give him more alcohol.
No.
Right.
Was there any?
He doesn't.
Other thing that it can be in, like a tea, rather than?
Oh, alcohol? It's not medicine. The point was they turned him into an alcoholic.
Yep. I know.
So, I mean, he's randomly assuming that it only comes in alcoholic form.
Mm-hmm.
He is not also, a smart Sarah sheriff.
Found out there's no actual medicine.
That's exactly what I said.
Yep. I know.
Yeah, he's going to go through a little bit of withdrawal and he'll be fine.
Yeah, he doesn't...
Give him some castor oil or something like that.
Right, I'm going to give him some tea.
Why does he not understand that it can come in different forms?
Because Sarah never bothered to tell him, and this is how he's been taking it. So he's just assuming that.
He's an idiot.
Nope.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
Okay. Before we head off, I want to stop by the general store, grab some of the foulest tasting herbs I can come up with, put them in, mix them in with some tea. Ride back to the sheriff and say, look.
That's too long. That's too long. Yeah. Even with the speed wagon, depending on where that trail's going to lead them, they're either going to be deep in the forest or up into the mountains by the time you get back.
Then he's just going to have to deal with the withdrawal and the details.
Oh, hey, it seems to be giving them something of a spine, so. May not be a bad thing.
Yep. That which does not kill you will only make you stronger, or so the saying goes.
Or wrap you with chains of addiction.
I'll also be saying goodbye to Caledonia.
We're going back to the bloody plate, oh.
Yes, but I'll be seeing her later. I'm just saying goodbye, I'll see you later. I'm off to find whatever's causing
this.
Sounds
like everybody's going, goodbye forever, I will never see you again.
Caledonia is looking for her father's body, basically.
Yeah.
So she's staying behind to do that.
Yeah. Wish you luck.
She seems to have forgotten about the body of your body of her fiancé for some reason, but yeah.
Yeah. These things happen.
Yes. All right, so you guys are going to head west, following the pull of your sticks.
Yep.
All right.
Good enough. In the speed wagon, I mean, you're basically passing back across a Creole ranch, going back out the opposite direction. You know, you figure in a speed wagon, it's going to be about an hour and a half trip. You know, the train's pretty flat, so you can definitely, you know, there's not a lot of room for ambush. I mean, you can see pretty clearly. You're driving on salt flat mostly. And you come to the area where Carcass Creek begins, where the riverlet comes out, and that's what provides a lot of the water for the town. So you're heading uphill a bit to where the creek actually collects. And from this distance, you can actually see that there's wisps of green something just around the creek. And you can also tell at this distance that all the carcasses that the creek gets its name from, all the bones, have just been swept wide. They're all in disarray, just all over the trail, all over the road. It's all been pushed back from the creek itself. And there is a figure seeming to be walking in odd patterns around the creek. And this is at a distance. Once again, you're...
Yeah. We've got binoculars and stuff as well. Telescopes.
All right. Well, someone taking a look through the binoculars, what you see is just a withered, desiccated black man who's... His clothing is hanging very loosely on his body, and he seems to be dragging his feet in some kind of geometric pattern. And in the dust behind the trailing of his foot, it seems like there's a green pattern forming. So there's almost like he's transcribing these sigils in the earth around the lake. You can see his mouth moving. It seems to be he's chanting or saying something.
How far away is he? Is he within, say, rifle shots?
It'd be extreme rifle range, but sure.
Well, only Sarah can make that kind of a shot. better question is, but can we tell enough of the glyphs to see, are they the sort of glyphs that are akin to what's already on the stone that we have?
Yeah, very similar.
Okay. We'll be there in a few minutes.
Which glyphs are you talking about? Are you talking about the earth power glyphs, or are you talking about the glyphs on the stone
that had the lake stone glyphs? Yeah.
Right. Which was a language, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep, I can do driving.
Then, yes, let us not shoot for that.
Okay. Well, you continue driving. Undoubtedly, as well as you can see him, you're certain that he can see you, because, you know, you're driving this vehicle, producing all this dust, and there's not really anywhere to hide. But he doesn't seem to mind as he keeps going about. As you're getting closer, you can actually hear his voice is actually much stronger than his frail body looks, and it's booming out in some language.
I suspect it's more he can't interrupt the ritual to say hi.
Let's see. Let's give Wimitai here a nice little tribal medicine check, shall we? Oh, yes.
Well, she's wounded. Oh, yes, she is, yeah.
Okay, yeah, Wimitai says that he is enacting a medicine dance. It's very old.
Do you know what it would do?
Let's see. Six? No, she doesn't. She doesn't recognize... She recognizes the language vaguely. It's very... It has some semblances to a few dialects that she knows, but it's not native to her.
Is it the same language that you translated before that was on the stone?
This is probably the spoken component of it. That would make sense.
Can you tell if this is a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a bad thing.
Okay.
It does not feel right.
Okay. Sarah, perhaps you should take that shot after all.
Well, Sarah is good with her shotgun, which is a...
Shorter range. Well, yeah. I can shoot a Winchester, but I'm much better with a double barrel. Do you think this is worth... Is this something that's worth really necessary?
This is the man who has been raising up the dead. Now, while it is possible that he was doing it for noble reasons, I'm not certain if allowing that to continue is right.
I am very uncomfortable. This is just murder.
Yep.
So you wish him to complete his ritual?
No, but maybe if I interrupt his ritual, it will stop. So
you wish to walk into the place and just rub your foot over the sand so that one of these sigils is disrupted?
No, I.
Okay,
we'll shoot him in the foot.
Just so you guys know, I plan on driving over him. Just to let you guys know.
I will try to shoot him in the. I can try to shoot him in the leg or foot or something to disrupt him. But I not comfortable with just outright murder.
Luke, are you continuing to drive forward?
Yes. I've already said what I'm saying. I've already stated what I'm going to do. That's what I'm planning
right,
on
doing. Right. I did not know whether that was you stating that you are going to do that or you both. Say, hey, guys, this is what I'm going to do.
You guys are now both. Within like medium range for like.
Say that out loud, and that's what I'm planning on doing.
Okay. About medium range for a rifle, so that's extreme range for a shotgun?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, then I will try to shoot him.
I assume you're shooting a slug because buckshot at that range.
A slug. And I will try to shoot him in the leg.
Okay, that's a called shot. We'll call it a limb, so plus two.
Negative two.
Negative two, yeah.
Negative two, okay.
When you are using slugs, you do not get any plus two for the shotgun. Yep. That's
because and you're
it
also
scatters.
On an unstable platform because.
But I have. Yeah. I have marksman.
Okay.
Right, yeah.
So that would just be a plain neutral.
Yeah.
No. Negative two for the unstable platform, negative two for the limb shot. So negative two overall.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought just wipe out the unstable platform and the other thing she had. So, but yeah, net negative two.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What are you? Why are you not making this
shot?
Oh,
God.
Yeah.
She's missed.
All right. While she's made her shot, Luke, if you're continuing.
Do you keep that, Sarah, first of all?
No, I'm going to chip that.
Okay.
Yeah.
She missed the shot. Exactly.
Okay, now that I get a reroll at that, right?
Yep.
With a white chip, yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, still miss.
One more chip.
Sure.
Two, three. Will it ever be a four?
Hey, that hit. Hit with a
rose. Hey, I'm just thinking that's a range as well, isn't it?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I am.
That's at
minus
range
two for
as
range.
Well. Minus
yeah.
four
yeah.
for range if it's extreme. Yeah. But that's still
a
hit.
Still a hit.
It's not a hit with a raise. Yeah. So you are using your shotgun, yes?
Yes.
That is 3d10 because of your right hand of the devil.
Yep, I know.
Hey, you know we're trying to wing him, right? You took off his entire leg!
That's amazing.
So it's 3. It's 3d10 plus, or just the...
No, 3d10 including your right hand of the devil. Otherwise it's 2d10.
Oh, dear.
Is anyone still watching through the binoculars or spyglass?
Those two tins explode?
They do explode, but they didn't when you roll it that way, because...
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure they do explode.
So...
Yeah.
2d10s.
Jeez.
Boom.
So was anyone watching through spyglasses or whatnot when that happened?
I was not.
Well, what everyone sees then is like it pretty much blows his leg off, and he stumbles for a step, and then something shoots out from the stump of his leg. It looks like it replaced his leg, and he continues on his pattern. Meanwhile, Luke, you are coming in. You're coming in fast. If you continue on, you're going to run through one of the lines that's been drawn out at kind of a range from him. You
yeah,
run
yeah,
through
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Yep. I have no fear. I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Okay.
This could be the end of the Speedwagon. I admit.
This is probably the end of the PCs.
I hope not.
Either or.
Hey, I've got device malfunction. I could cause the Speedwagon to malfunction in some way. So that it couldn't make the last of the thing.
Okay, if anyone's toughness is less than 7?
Everybody's.
No, my toughness is 7.
Oh,
it still hits you. If it is 7, it still gets you. Basically, you're all taking a 7 damage as you run through the green line. If your toughness was high enough. Otherwise, I think everyone's stunned.
Yeah.
Yep, you're all shaken. Yep, which, unless you want a chip to be not shaken, Luke, you're going to lose control of your vehicle.
Um,
Actually, I'll make you have a drive roll because you still have some control when you're shaken. You can still move, for instance. Okay. So I'll let you. You can go ahead and make your drive.
Ooh, that's not good. Yeah. Okay. I'm just envisaging we sort of suddenly spun up and we're tumbling over, side over side. And
you want to keep that or not?
As you go.
I am not going to chip it because it's too funny.
All right. Okay, I need to look up something real quick. Vehicular crash.
Hey, so yep. Karen, you needed to go early, right?
Oh, Sharon will survive. Eddie will survive. It's just the rest of us that have got in trouble.
Hey, we're in the center of a magical circle. Who knows what the hell's going on?
Well, we're not in the center. That's the point.
Well, we've just...
we just crashed into the border of it.
Right. I'm assuming that it doesn't stop us dead. Otherwise, we would be suffering from far more than 7 damage. Yep.
No, the car went through it. What happens is this, it's shocking to you, apparently, and you lose control of the vehicle.
Yep.
Yes, I suspect I know what's going on anyway, and I did before the guy had his leg blown off as well. But we will find out.
Yep.
Out of control table, here we go. Roll a d12, or actually roll 2d6.
Okay.
Yeah, you do it, Seamus.
Bink.
Can you roll slash Nine. Table?
Nine, probably. Skid, right. Just roll a die. I just need an even odd result. Okay,
odd.
Five. Okay. And I'm assuming you were going as fast as you could since you're trying to run him over.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Well, you didn't flip over. So you're just now, okay. you're passing far to the left. So like you're heading towards, basically like, the side of the mountain where the, rivulet comes down and forms the creek. So you've veered, far away from him. Okay. So you guys are all stunned. Okay. Well, first of all, let's resolve this, this mad car rush. All right, Luke, still stunned. You've got control of the car still. You need to get it under control.
Do I make a spirit or vigor roll at all to not be stunned?
You can do that first, or you can pay the chip to not be. Either one. Go ahead and make a roll and see if it happens. Chip.
Yeah. Was it a spirit?
It is a spirit roll.
Well, I'm no longer stunned.
Okay,
no,
you're no longer stunned, but you cannot...
I'm still stunned. I'm still stunned. I'm still stunned.
Oh, no, you're still stunned. Okay, so the car continues. I'm going to just do something random here.
You know what? Stop that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to play a card just because.
All right, go ahead.
Hey, look at that. Because we're in the car, we're doing a rally. Played to cause all our lives. immediately is a shaken status. So we all unshake. And because it is called rally, that is just awesome. Yes.
Okay. All right. So you're not shaken. You can make a, you go ahead and make a driving roll to get control of the car again.
That's more like it. Well, it's successful. It's not brilliant, but it's successful.
You succeed. Okay, so you get it under control, but you're still going away from the problem.
Yep.
But you're no longer in danger of running yourself into the mountainside.
I'm tempted to run into the mountainside anyway. Okay, well, I intend to just sort of bring the car to a halt. So obviously, he has powerful magics to disturb me controlling this car, so we can't use the car to get it there.
So the net effect of what you experienced is when you ran over the glyph, it felt like something, like just stabbing needles of ice that just is everywhere at once. It just, sickly feeling, it made you nauseous.
Right. Somebody break out their stick to see if this is the place or whether we can just drive on and ignore it.
All right. So probably Sarah as the other person's driving.
Yeah.
If you move the stick around, the stick points right at the being that is making the tracks and is continuing to chant.
Good, good.
Right. Oh, jeez. Wow. I'm going to take another shot at him, though. This time, I'm just going to...
All right, you're back at extreme range now. Because of
the I'll drive in close, but I'm not going to go over the glyphs. I'll just get in close with
can
the car.
Can we? I thought the glyphs were everywhere.
No, you can get closer. I mean, you don't have to drive through a glyph. It'll still be...
I'll just drive up a bit more carefully this time. Obviously, he's got magical protection against people in cars, so...
And I'm going to, as he's driving, I'm going to take the time to aim.
Okay.
Really? Well, you've got marksman. It doesn't matter.
That doesn't matter.
It's the same as marksman.
Okay. So
you're going to shoot while he's still driving?
Yeah, I guess I have to.
Inventor of the drive-by shooting.
All right. So minus two to the roll.
You know, heck, you can wait for me to stop the car.
Where's the fun?
Or you
can
wait until he comes to a stop near the end of the glyph, too. I mean,
He's going to do, are you going to do that?
Yeah, I'm just getting closer. I'll just get us to the thing, and then obviously the car won't work on the glyph. So,
okay, so then I will wait until the car comes to a stop, and then shoot. This time, I'm going to go for the head.
Sure, this is medium range for a shotgun.
That's minus four rather than minus two for a headshot. So, -4 total. Yeah. Well, no, -2 still, because you wait for the stop.
Yep. And it is moderate range.
Okay.
And -4.
It is -4. Okay. Hang on. This might not work. Who knows?
Don't worry. I've got an even stupider idea of what to do next.
Well, it hits.
It hits, yeah.
Okay. Go ahead and roll your damage.
Okay.
Okay. Now you guys are close enough to see this. I mean, it's a right on target. It blows the thing's head off. Actually, the head kind of, it's like the neck snap and the head falls back behind it. And then out of the neck sprouts another head. This one is got kind of a demonic visage to it, though. And as you've done this, it turns towards you and it begins speaking, and you can hear it even over the distance. It says, "My mortal friends, for generations I have crouched inside of this body, nibbling at the shaman soul and keeping him from old age. Finally, he heeds my whisper to summon cursed souls and create to the undead. I grew with every corpse, and I grew more when that spirit was returned to me last night. The last shred of his soul remains inside of me, screaming at what he has become. Thank you for all your help."
Do we need to make guts rolls?
Reload.
Yeah.
Reload.
Yeah, this is guts rolls time.
Reload.
What penalties are we at here?
All right. Fear level 4, so 6 is the penalty for this area and him.
6, wow.
So I got a 0.
Strongest man ever. Dun, 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 dun.
I got a 1.
Wow, yeah. So you and Eddie.
Eddie hasn't.
Minus 1.
Yeah, the Eddies will be a pass now, even if -6 plus whatever
it is. Because there's levels. Yeah. So it's just Sarah and Luke, looks like Kaiser.
Mm.
Is this fear or terror?
This is. Good question. Let me look this one up. Is this fear or terror? This is fear, not terror.
What's the worst that will happen?
You, having rolled a 1 on your guts roll, will be rolling on the thingy table.
The fear table.
Yeah.
On the thingy table. Spend a chip. I'll spend a chip.
Yep. What the hell? Yeah, I'm going to...
So it's still a fail.
Is it?
I got -1 overall. I haven't put the guts or the fear, and I haven't put the grit or the fear into it, so it's a -1 overall on top of that, so it's still a fail.
Okay.
That's, I'm going to...
crit fail.
I'm spending a chip.
Okay.
And so it's -6.
-6. Oh, still a fail.
It's still a fail. But it's not a 1.
It is not a 1.
Oh, that's not factoring in everything.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
No, it's
you've
not
got plus either. You've got +2 for brave rather than the +4, which is there. And then you've got +5 for your grit. Possibly +6 because you're an undead abomination. I don't know.
Oh. So I didn't really actually need to spend the chip then, because I forgot the factor in the grit?
No, I think you still did.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
So yeah, I think you still.
The grit is six. The grit is a six. And.
Fear. Yeah. You are shaken, and you make a vigor roll, suffering nausea, fatigue, mental shock that causes a level of fatigue for the remainder of the encounter. That's all it is.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So make a vigor roll?
Yeah. Go ahead and make your vigor rolls.
Shaken and vigor. That's bitter. I am vigorous.
Yeah.
So I'm just shaken.
Yep. So that's... you're both just shaken. All right. So, what do you do? It's continuing to trace.
I look at Wormatoy. All
right, she's closer.
How
now.
Are you
Let's
doing?
See, oh yeah, it's true. Let's see how she does on this. Do-do-do-do.
Are you happy to be attacking demons now?
Yeah, she's gonna fail.
Oh dear.
So she's shaken and must make a vigor roll or suffer a level of fatigue for the remainder of the encounter. No, she doesn't roll it.
Yeah, it's not a one. It's okay.
It's a one on your actual guts die that matters. It's not a one for the roll.
Well, she makes her vigor roll, so she's also just.
All of these people. I could have saved my rally card now.
Yeah. Right. So. That's Young and Eddie are able to act. What do you want to do?
Well, we're not shaken.
Yes.
Anyway.
I'm thinking unload my weapon. A little bit.
It's not going to help. Oh, but if I play this card, I can't play either the uh-oh or the reinforcements card.
Have to give that card to someone else and hope they play it.
Oh, I could play them both now, I suppose. Uh-oh, and reinforcements, and then play the other one. That would be fun. Although, I don't know. I particularly want to turn this into an extended battle, particularly when people have to leave in a minute.
Yes.
I've got unexpected insight.
Okay.
Preacher watched or read something about a non-human creature he's currently fighting. He knows one of the weaknesses. Or if it has none, add +2 to attack and damage rolls against this type of creature for the rest of the session.
I do have the Make No Mistake card, which means you ignore an immunity or vulnerability.
Ooh, well, that will be for you, but if I know the weakness, then I can tell everybody else the weakness.
Oh, yeah. If this is a creature from the pit, normal weaknesses would include holy, holy water, holy symbols.
Hold up the stick!
Yep.
We have a stick. Yes.
Since you're not in the middle of combat, by the way, you guys can just unshake any time. It's just something that's just, gets you, sets you aback for a moment.
I suppose he's not attacking us.
No,
he's more
he's not attacking. He's
doing whatever he's doing. Well, if we hit him with this stick, that will probably help. And. Yes. Well, there we go.
Can we use the stick on the lines?
When you say stick, you mean
the Grimes
walking
stick. Okay. Yep. Okay. Yeah. Just make
gnarly barrel stick. Mm-hmm. I'll get out of the speed wagon. Take the stick, and I'll just break one of the lines with the stick. It's in the sand, right? So I'll just put a line through the sand,
a mark through it.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your toughness?
Six.
Six. Okay, you are stunned, but it works. The staff pushes through. It's a line of force. I mean, you can feel actual resistance as you push the stick through it, but it does disperse it. And when it does, the glyph starts to fade and just the greenish smoke that it's kind of made of just starts to dissipate. There are at least four more lines of these before you get to the thing near the center.
Quick, do more.
I will. This is draining.
Okay, can I play Arcane Resistance on him?
What does it do?
I'm sorry, can I play, I want to play Get Savage. For the duration of one combat or scene, your character gains the benefit of any one edge, regardless of requirements, and I want to give him Arcane Resistance.
Your character.
Yeah.
Your character.
Yeah. And I will also point out that you could give somebody the next level up, which is greater
Arcane Resistance.
Or improved.
Yeah.
And I'll also point out that something which has been said, you could play that to take great luck and gain two Venice for this scene or encounter. Which is something that Clint just pointed out the other day. Which is just crazy. Crazy! But yeah.
So I either have to jump out and do it myself or pass this card on to somebody. Yes, I'll get out and use my stick and start to follow his lead and start.
I'm talking about the Grime stick, not the.
The Grime stick you're talking about.
The holy stick. Not blooded stick.
When my card drove over the glyph, did it affect the glyph at all?
No. Car passed through it. It didn't affect the glyph, though.
Okay, so just to be.
Okay,
right. We don't have any holy items except for the stick.
Yeah.
If only we had a preacher. I look around for this preacher person who we might possibly have wanted to come with us. I curse his name.
That's why we don't say it.
Well, I can continue on doing this, or somebody else can pick up the stick and do this.
I've got a stupid idea.
I will continue on to do this.
I've got one.
You do your stupid idea. There is no reason why not doing two stupid ideas at the same time.
Well, pass me the stick then.
Oh, you need the stick? Then I cannot do my stupid idea.
Yep.
Which is just to continue on. So here, have a stick. Try it. Okay, you're going to attach it to the front of the car, aren't you? Just drive in.
No. I'm going to hold it while I put on this eject pack, and I'm going to race across this flat and use the stick to basically run through the sand and smack into him.
That is an interesting thing.
That is a stupid idea.
Don't forget to drag the stick along the way.
Yeah, exactly. And then I can just spear it into him.
All right, so you strap a jetpack onto yourself then, I guess. Meanwhile, he still continues to make his tracings around the creek. Or the... okay, well, if everyone else is letting you do this foolhardy thing, you strap the jetpack on, get the boiler nice and hot, throw in a few of your precious pieces of ghost rock ore, give me a driving roll.
Jetpack piloting roll.
Piloting roll.
Now, one thing I'm going to play before I do that is this card. Boink.
You don't need it. You've already got the
It'll help.
Holy stick. Won't
if
help.
I end up needing to do something else, though, with it, if I end up having to fist him or something. I've got my guns with me, too, because if he sort of just drags the stick off me, then still would be able to shoot him. Okay,
piloting roll. Oh, ooh. That's going to be a fail, and that's going to... Are you going to keep it or not?
No, chipping it.
Okay.
Think.
Reroll or add?
Still a fail. You gonna take it?
Wow. Got one chip left. Yeah, let's do it because it's stupid. One chip left, which I'll use as an add a d6 so I can't fail. And just barely.
No, I didn't see the roll. What did you roll?
Didn't for one.
Let's try it. Ah, well, you just get in the thing and just... Yeah. That's actually worth. I rolled a 2 actually before, and that's a 1, but either way,
it's a pass, but with nothing special. All right, so as you pass, you get it going, and you're flying kind of low to the ground. But as you pass through each band, first time, what is your toughness?
7.
All right, you're shaking. You have any chips left?
Nope.
You may lose control of the vehicle then. Give me another piloting roll.
Whee! That's better.
Okay, you managed to keep hold of it. Now we are going to be in initiative, however.
I've got no chips left. Yay!
Well, it starts with Young. you can see him. Like, when he breaches the next row of glyphs, you see him flinch, and he almost loses control, but he seems to still be on target.
Stay on target. Stay on target.
Nothing I can do right now. So, I go on hold for the moment. See what Luke does.
Luke, you pass through another band. If I can get it to roll.
Does the fact that I've played Make No Mistake give me any help?
No, it doesn't protect you from his powers.
Okay.
6, which is lowest in your toughness. So it is lowest in your toughness, right? All right.
Yep.
You continue on. You've got one more band to pass, and then you are going to ram into
Am I breaking the band as I go because I'm dragging a
Yes, you
one?
Are. Yes, you are.
Cool.
Each of the bands is breaking behind you. He's going to lash out.
I die because I have no way to protect myself.
All right. Let's see.
Funny I'd keep that card. Funny I'd have the ability to play that card.
Okay, what's your parry?
6.
Yep, he hits.
Yep.
Okay, 14 points of damage from a bolt of green flame sprouts from him.
You've been taking that before. It was a lesser demon before, though. Mm-hmm. Feels familiar.
So what does that do to you?
Shaking in a wound. Oh, I'm now up to 2 wounds, but that's a shaking in a wound to me.
Shaking in a wound. Okay, Eddie. He's breaking the lines of force behind him. So what do you do?
Walk up real carefully. Slowly.
Okay. You seem to pass through the band just fine. It doesn't harm you after he's broken it.
Get in there! Right,
so you're doing it carefully, so that's pretty much your turn.
Yeah.
Sarah.
Okay, if it looks like Eddie's not being injured by anything, I'm going to follow him and walk in very carefully. Following just behind Eddie.
Wimitar is not on the tracker. I've just noticed. I don't know whether she's going to be doing anything or whether she's just going to stay in the thing and shout advice at us.
I'll put her on the tracker at the end here, but she's not really doing much either.
That's
she's just following him behind everybody else.
All right, and before you do, I will take my action as well, which will I'm not going to be careful. I'm just going to run up as quickly as I can to try and get.
Then I'll say that you can pass through another band, so you're like one behind him. You run faster than normal, right? Your pace is higher.
A little bit.
Yeah.
All right.
Not as fast as a rocket.
Exactly.
All right.
So take him off hold before you do the next deal.
Sarah goes first with the Joker.
Wow.
You just going to continue forward, or do you want to do anything?
If there are any other bands that are around me, I'm going to try to use the...
They're not. He's broken everything in your path.
He's broken everything in the path. Okay. Then I'm just going to continue forward then.
Okay. Good enough.
And down I go.
Yeah, demon's going to lash out at you again. Hey, only a 4. You missed.
Cool.
But I'm going to chip that.
You got tons of chips?
I got a ton of chips, yeah. 5, still misses.
Mm-hmm.
I'll chip it once more.
She worked so far.
She doesn't want to be interrupted. Oh, there we go. Wow, got it with her raise. Got it with the raise.
No, my
parry's 7.
Yep,
my parry's 6.
I don't know. Is it parry or is it shooting?
Well, it's parry. It's an extension of his claw, is how they have it set up. So,
all right.
They have it tied to his fighting. So I'm going to say.
So I guess that must be
And he hits me.
20 points of damage.
And I'm going down.
You're already shaking. There's nothing I can do about
it. Yep, with two wounds.
The jetpack doesn't turn off. There goes his body. Over the...
All right, so what does that end up doing to you? What's your toughness?
7.
All right, so let's see. 7.
So
you can't play it
anymore,
can you?
Nope.
I could trade somebody a card so that they could play reinforcements so that all of the... things to come back, and then he could play another card.
Because I got second wind, I could trade for him.
Well, we've got to see if you survive this, first of all.
So anyway, this is 13 11. Over. So
7, yep. 11. So that's 3 wounds. So and you haven't got
and
any chips.
And he's already had a wound, too.
I've got 2 wounds down.
So, that's 3 wounds, and then incapacitated.
And when you're incapacitated, it's a soak roll first, right? Well, you have no chips.
Vigor roll.
You know, I'll give you a chip because I should have when you did something foolhardy anyway. So you have a chip. I will give you a chip.
Chip to not die.
Right, well,
you may not want to use it for the soak roll is a thing.
Yeah.
You might want to save it for your your incapacitation roll.
Okay, I'm not sure what I want to save it for. Right, I'll be spending it pretty soon anyway.
Either you try and soak 2 of the 3 wounds that you're about to take.
Yep.
Or you save it for the vigor roll to try and not die.
Well, either way, I'm making a vigor roll.
Well, right. But one way you're still up in the fight, and the other way you're just not dying.
If I use it for my soak roll... then I've got another they've got another vigor roll afterwards, so that gives me 2 vigor rolls.
Yes.
Yes.
Anybody got any cards they can play that might help him out for any of his rolls, by the way?
Second wind?
I don't think so. Oh, has someone got that? Is that the card that says any wounds suffered in this battle go away?
Yes. But not injuries.
All
right, so what does the card say again?
Play on your hero to automatically remove all wounds sustained in this combat, but not crippling injuries.
It was play on your hero. He would have to play it.
Right, but I could I could trade somebody the reinforcement card. Mm-hmm. Play during combat. Reinforcements arrive for the bad guys. The exact number and type is up to the GM. Every player character may immediately draw an adventure card. And when you draw a card, everybody may play it. You may play an extra card as well.
What about perfect timing? Where you pay a Benny to search through the remaining adventure deck?
Well, he can't play the card, is the point.
Yeah, but is there a card that is in the deck that can be used by another player that would benefit him?
The one which brings the first back arrows. Nobody's standing next to you. You're in a jetpack going...
Sharon is. No, you are. You're as next to me as I'm going to get.
Well, no, yeah, he's closer to you, but he's not next to you, but yeah.
There's
no way. So, well, yeah, you guys feel free to do a little card whoring there if you want to do something to help him.
Or I die. Or something happens.
Well, we have another undead character? Nah.
I have something perfect if you want to play the reinforcement thing. That would work just fine for me.
Yeah, of course it would.
You sound way too gleeful about that.
I think I know what the reinforcements would be. He's basically at a lake with a lot of dead things around him. Gee, I wonder what the reinforcements will be.
Either that or Creole turns up here.
I don't think Creole's going to turn up here.
Why not?
He might, but...
blunder in here by mistake. All right, look, choices.
Would I be able to play the second one, though? Because I am incapacitated.
You can play a card at any time.
But would I be able to play second wind, though, to remove the wound? I don't think I could.
Why not?
because it says no crippling injuries, and I'd be crippled at that point.
No, that's not a crippling injury. No, an injury is something that you suffer because you become incapacitated. Yeah. You know, your guts goes down. You know, broken, agility reduced by a die type. That's an injury.
At this point, you have not rolled on an injury table or anything yet, so, yeah.
Right. But he's still... Look, playing the reinforcements cards or not, that's the only question. Yes, no. Group decision.
Have fun, let's do it.
I need to trade it to somebody else, as I have played two, so... Oh, it doesn't matter who I trade it to.
Other than Luke. You don't want to trade it to Luke.
All right, here you go. Eddie, have that card, just for the hell of it.
Sure, and I'll pass you...
Whatever you want. Group...
And she was about to fall out.
Yeah, you're coming in pretty bad there, Eddie. Okay, so you played reinforcements. Rush the bad guys. Okay. Everybody gets an adventure card. I will pass them out to everybody here. You might actually find something new and usable. Well, everybody's going robot-y to me. Is anyone else having problems with audio?
Yes, there's no problems. Because
it's on set. Robot. Oh, yeah.
I'm having problems.
All right. Here, hold on. Let me...
I'm back.
Sounds better back. To me. Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
I assume it was just because we were handing out so many cards. So it just needed a second to do that. Right.
All right, so what do we end up with this time?
So, everybody got cards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I got, what did you get, Young?
Oh, awesome. I got Arcane Spike, which is completely useless to everybody.
Okay. Luke, what did you pull?
Angry Mob. An angry mob turns up on the side of the PCs.
I'm telling you, Creole and the Posse.
What did Eddie get?
Let's settle this.
Awesome. Nobody sucks words.
Yep.
Sharon?
And the angry mob worked great with this. I got Turncoat. Your hero somehow manages, convinces, or bribes a minor foe to perform a small favor, such as helping the hero escape, revealing location of the boss, etc.
Wow, that could be all kinds of interesting things going on with that.
Okay, who's got second wind?
All right, okay. First of all, what's going on with you taking the damage?
Who's got second wind? I'll just play second wind. Just makes it a lot easier.
I have second wind.
You still have to roll on the incapacitation.
Yeah. We still have to make the we still have to resolve what's going on with you before the
do we?
Because at this point you've taken no damage because we haven't decided what you're doing.
Right. So I'm going to roll on something then.
Well, are you? You're taking the damage.
Or are you going to roll a bigger roll? You have a chip. Okay, so the choice right now is you either go straight to taking the damage or you roll a vigor roll to see if you can soak any of it first. That's the choice in front of you right now. The card can't help this choice.
The card could.
Nope, because he hasn't taken anything until he makes this decision.
Right, so he could instead play second wind and soak the two wounds he currently has, bringing him out nothing.
Yes.
Then the damage hits him and it puts him at three wounds and shaken, but not incapacitated and still up.
That's true, yes.
You could do it that way. There are multiple exciting ways to do this. Oh, exciting stuff.
One of the wounds I came into this battle with, and I can't soak out or get rid of with a card that says during this combat.
Oh, no, during this combat. So, no, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
That'll work.
For whatever it means, I'm just going to soak and see what happens.
Okay.
You're going to try and soak. So you are going to try and soak the three wounds that are currently coming in at you.
Yep.
All right.
So I'll just remove that one there, and I'll remove that thing there.
Hey, good roll.
Jeez. There you go.
Nine. So that's two wounds. Two. So you end up taking one wound.
Yep.
Okay, so that
it worked!
So how many wounds does that put you at right now?
Three. And shaken.
Three and shaken. Okay.
Yep.
But so still not incapacitated. Wow.
Yeah. Okay, so that was the demon's turn. Eddie.
Jeez.
So do I want to use second wind to get rid of these two wounds?
might help. You've got to pass through one more band before you hit him, so.
Right.
All right, Luke, here's the second one for you.
Here, have this card. It could be useful. Oh, no, that's the wrong card I gave you. Anyway.
Wait, you doesn't matter.
No, I don't want to give you that one.
Sure.
Do you want it back?
My card's reordered. No, I was going to give you the angry mob card.
We can sort it out after. It's all right.
Yeah. Boom. All moves, sustained during the combat. If shaken, is unshaken as well. So I'm back down to one wound and not shaken.
Yeah, which is going to be important.
Yep.
Okay. Eddie, are you doing anything?
I'm walking in closer and having both my guns drawn.
Okay.
I've still got no chips.
Luke, you did not lose control of your vehicle as you're not shaken and you're passing through the final glyph tracing before you hit him. And no problem. This one didn't hurt nearly as bad. All right. So I want you to make a piloting roll to be able to correctly pilot yourself into him. This is basically taking the place of your shooting roll. You're shooting yourself at him.
Yep. It's the lowest roll I've gotten. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Well, hi.
Nice! Oh, my gosh.
Oof.
Okay.
And I make no mistake.
All right. So here's what happens. So you know, your slight grimace as you pass through that last band, and unerringly, you aim your missile-like self at the creature, who just has a smile on his face as if, like, bring it on. Then it notices the staff that you are sticking out in front of you. Looks a little terrified at that. Okay, here's what I'm going to have you do. Go ahead and roll me some damage here. We're going to treat this as... Okay, let's add...
If it's club, I'm basically screwed, so I have no club damage.
You've already hit, so we're going to do this as velocity for a bigger vehicle, basically.
Yeah, okay, jetpack, yep.
Oh, this is going to
hurt. You just
had
the collision table open.
This is going to hurt.
Someone. It's going to hit someone, certainly. Always do the stupid things.
Okay, this is a collision. Okay.
Yep.
Two things.
One d6 every 5 inches of its current speed.
So, 4d6 damage.
Okay.
You ace the roll, so 5d6, and well, what? Why the hell not? Add your strength die in there too.
I'll roll that afterwards because that's only a d. One of them aced.
Yep.
And it aced again. Okay. And that, and throw this in. There we go.
Nice.
33.
I don't know what that 33 is.
So what happens is the staff pierces. I mean, it's right on target. Pierces him in the chest. It rams through him. Of course, you're not losing any velocity. It goes right through him. You and the thing get thrown into the creek behind him as your jetpack. You know, basically, it's still going, pushing you and the creature deep into the lake.
This was the other benefit. I knock him out of the way of doing his ritual as well.
Mm-hmm. All right. And it's struggling. It's trying to claw at you as you're taking it down. But its form is starting to kind of come apart, to separate, to turn into kind of like smoke. It seems that the water is pulling it apart, pulling it down. You see there's a bright light at the bottom of the creek, and it seems to be sucking the creature towards it. Of course, you're also plummeting toward it in your jetpack. And for shits and giggles here, give me a notice roll.
Okay. I noticed nothing. Let's see, where's that notice? Oh, Billy. Oh.
Okay. As you're both of you are just moving forward very quickly to that bright light, you notice around his neck on a chain, it comes loose as his body is starting to disintegrate. It is a square of stone.
Yoink!
All right. Meanwhile, on the bank, all of the glyphs start to just kind of fade as the smoke kind of breaks and loses coherency, and it just kind of turns into mist. It seems to be evaporating. The whole lake is lit up brightly. Seems to be steam coming out of it. Moments ago, your friend has just barreled into it. You can still see the afterburners on the jetpack as he's going down.
I shrug and head back to the REO Speedwagon.
Luke, take me one more piloting roll.
Yep, here's where it all goes to pieces.
Either it does or you do.
Yep. That's good.
All right, yeah. You're able to change your trajectory just enough. He's lost enough of his strength that you're able to gain control of your pack again, and you're veering off just as he's being sucked into the light below. And you continue on. You burst out of the lake on the far side and go, flying into the sky.
It's American hero.
Or you come crashing down on the other end.
Raise my hand in the air with a stone in it. Yes, got it.
He comes skidding. You know, the jetpack is just sliding across the desert, and his hand is just up triumphantly with a stone as it continues to push him along the desert floor.
And that's the invention of dermabrasion. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's chipworthy. All right. Unfortunately, aid was summoned on both sides. All right, Sharon.
No, we never played angry mob. We just played reinforcements.
Yeah, just the bad guys.
Yep, just the bad guys. Okay.
Unless someone wants to play angry mob.
Well, hold on just a second. First of all, Sharon, do you need to go?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Do you guys want to continue on, or do you want to call this a nice ending?
I think this would be a nice ending because we might need Sharon's shotgun.
Sure.
All right. That was a fun conclusion of things. I'm going to say 5 XP all around for this session.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Decide what to do.
Okay. Yeah, then we need to get to 125.
110. Every 10.
You got rid of a major bad guy. Actually, you get a legend chip into the pile now.
Jeez.
Ooh. Okay.
Actually, getting him into the water is what actually finished him off. You didn't do nearly enough damage to kill him.
So I can boost some. I could boost one.
An attribute if you haven't done that for in the last time. You can boost one now, or you can get an edge or blah 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 blah.
Same as always. Yeah.
Yeah. So I can boost one skill above the high die.
Yep.
And since the staff was unbreakable, it's still in one piece.
Okay. Well, mine's spent because that would just make this too sick for words.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right.
Healing or shooting? Healing or shooting, guys? Which one should I put up to D12?
Which do you think Sarah has been doing more of lately? And be honest with yourself. How's that bloodthirsty streak coming along?
I'm not bloodthirsty.
Well, technically, yes, you are.
Okay, so shooting, huh?
Well, you've been doing a lot of healing, too. I mean,
I'm a doctor. Yeah. There we go. D12 healing.
Okay. That would make you one of the foremost surgeons in this world now.
Wow, she gets a lot of blood that way.
Yeah, that's true enough.
You need a bloodletting. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's go ahead and end the recording. Say goodbye, everybody, and we'll keep you on for a little bit afterwards.
Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye, everybody.
Music in this podcast was created by Kevin MacLeod. More great music can be found at his website at incompetech.com. If you enjoy the show, we would love to hear from you. You can find links to our public forums, the software that we use, and other information at our homepage at bluemagic.com. That's BLUMAGIK. Reviews on iTunes, recommends at rpgpodcasts.com, and email to steamstealmurder@gmail.com are also appreciated. Thank you for listening.